Dearly beloved in Christ, in today's gospel we have a somewhat striking parable which our Lord spoke to his apostles and disciples. The parable of the weeds sown into the field by a certain enemy who came upon this farmer's crops. By night he cast weeds into the field. When at first the seeds sprouted, the workers did not know that they were also weeds among the wheat. But as they started to grow, the gospel tells us that it became obvious to the workers that there were an abundance of weeds also among the crop. So they went to their master and said, "Master, did you not sow good seed into your crop?" But when the master saw the weeds, he said, "An enemy hath done this." And he had them wait until both had grown up, and then had his workers remove the weeds and cast them out while the wheat was gathered into his barn. Now we might be wondering, why did our Lord speak to them in parables? Why did he teach his disciples with fables instead of just telling them the facts? Well, thanks to the apostles, we know. And of course, thanks also to the evangelists for recording the event, in this case, St. Matthew. It was the apostles who asked Jesus why he spoke in parables to the people. Driven by their desire to learn, and because they had the humility to ask the question, we now have the answer from the lips of our Lord himself. They said, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" Our Lord says, "This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, neither do they understand. In them is being fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, who says, 'Hearing you will hear, but not understand, and seeing you will see, but not perceive. For the heart of this people has been hardened, and with their ears they have been hard of hearing, and with their eyes they have closed them. Lest at any time they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their mind, and be converted, and I heal them.'" And our Lord continues, "But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For amen, I say to you, many prophets and just men have longed to see what you see, and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear, and they have not heard it." In other words, those who willfully shut their eyes and ears to the way, the truth, and the life, who is Jesus Christ, will not accept him or his teachings. They have closed their eyes and they have stopped their ears because they do not want to believe and to be converted. And thus our Lord speaks to them in parables. And so we have this parable, as recorded by St. Matthew, of the enemy who sowed the seeds into the field of wheat. And now we might be wondering, okay, but what about us? How do we interpret this parable? Well, we have no further to seek for the explanation of this parable if we read a little further into the Gospel of St. Matthew. Again, the apostles come up to Jesus and they ask him what the parable means. Thanks be to God for their inquisitiveness, humility, and willingness to learn. In chapter 13, verse 36 of St. Matthew, we read that the apostles asked Jesus, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." So answering them, he said, "He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed, the sons of the kingdom. The weeds, the sons of the wicked one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. But the harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, just as the weeds are gathered up and burnt with fire, so will it be at the end of the world. The Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all scandals and those who work iniquity, and cast them into the furnace of fire, where there will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Then the just will shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Now the word used to describe what sprung up from the evil seed sown by the devil is the Latin word zizania. We interpret zizania to mean any kind of obnoxious weed. Cornelius a Lapide says in his commentary, "Zizania signifies mystically heretics and sinners, especially those who corrupt others by word or example, as Saints Augustine, Chrysostom, and Gregory teach. For zizania injure the wheat, They choke it and kill it, because they draw away nourishment from it, and so, as it were, they corrupt and strangle the wheat. Thus is Christ's second parable of the weeds, by which he tacitly rebukes the scribes and Pharisees, his adversaries, who sowed the bad seed of their false accusations over the seed of the word of God, that is, his preaching of the gospel, by saying that Jesus was opposed to Moses, that he had a familiar spirit, and so on. By which they inferred that Jesus was not the Messiah, but a magician and an impostor. By this means, they turned away the people from him and his gospel and choked and destroyed the good seeds and desires of faith and piety which Christ had scattered in their hearts. Therefore, they were bad seed, that is, the evil seed of the devil. Furthermore, Cornelius a Lapide says that the children of the kingdom are the faithful, righteous, and persevering in justice, and therefore elected by God to be heirs of the kingdom of heaven, whence in verse 43 they are called the righteous. These are the sons of the heavenly Father, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the weeds of the wicked one, he says, these also may denote all the wicked in the church. Saints Gregory, Ambrose, and Theophylact teach the same. For all wicked persons, by their evil life, hurt the faithful in the church, as weeds injure wheat and choke it. So we can understand from this that the field in which we live, which is the world, will have the wheat of good Christians and the weeds of the iniquitous. The wheat are good Catholics who seek to advance in virtue until they attain perfection. The bad seed are those who scandalize the others by their tepidity and irregularity of life. They prevent good from happening and even draw those who are weak into disorder. But we can glean other reflections from this parable of the weeds. The first reflection would be, if you are in charge of others or are in a position of authority over others, then you should not close your eyes to the faults and irregularities of those under your care. One might be tempted to think that really these are small faults. But as with the weeds, so with our bad habits. As the weeds grow, they become much harder to conquer and to root up. And the second reflection would be, if you are not responsible for anyone under your supervision, but you can see that there are weeds growing up about you, you should not shun them, but you should rather pray for them and try to help them. For unlike the weeds in this analogy, those who are a bad influence on others and seek to draw them away from good morals can still be converted and change their ways. Here we might recall the parable of the prodigal son, a wayward young man who repented and returned to his father's house, and the father rejoiced greatly over his return. And finally, the third reflection is that we ought to look after ourselves first and carefully examine our manner of behaving toward others. We might be the ones who, in one way or another, are the weeds. Self-love and pride can blind us to our own faults. We ought to take heed of the warning that our Lord gives us. Why seest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, and seest not the beam that is in thy own eye? So let us truly take these parables to heart. Let us resolve to amend our ways, and if we have led anyone astray, let us strive by word and example to show them that we have changed our ways and no longer wish to follow the wide and easy path which will inevitably lead us to eternal perdition. Let us call upon the Blessed Virgin Mary to pray that our wills may be strengthened and that we may be able to guard against the depraved spirit of the world and the suggestions of the devil. For if we persevere in our good resolutions and the commandments of God, leading others to him by our holiness of life and good example, then surely we will be among the wheat of the field, which will be gently gathered up and stored in the house of our Father who is in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.